Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. One of the things I love about my work is that no day is exactly like any other. Some issues do show up more often than others, though, the kind of things that make me wish I had a magic one-size-fits-all solution so I could retire and play bad golf every day. One of the biggest challenges in running a peaceful home is, drumroll please, chores. Parents want kids to do chores, and they have excellent reasons why. Children often agree to do chores and then fail to follow through. Parents scold, nag, and lecture. Kids drag their feet, do the least amount of work possible, or just plain refuse. Parents set up elaborate reward systems. You can call them bribes if you want to. I do. Which work for a while and then collapse. Parents complain and do most of the work, and everyone feels resentful and cranky. There's got to be a better way, and not surprisingly, there is. Chores are actually an important way to increase connection in a family, to build a spirit of cooperation and problem-solving, and to learn some valuable life skills. Having a job and a way to contribute to the life of the family is a wonderful way for children to have personal power of the right kind and to feel valued and significant. Interestingly, young children are often the most motivated to help out. There's a window in their developmental timetable that makes them eager to help. They love to push the vacuum cleaner, grate the cheese, and squirt the window cleaner. Young children are messy and unskilled, however, and all too often busy parents tell them to go play. Those same parents are then surprised and annoyed when their children are finally mature and skilled enough to help and prefer to go play rather than do chores. The best way to grow a helpful child is to begin early. Give your little one lots of age-appropriate opportunities to work alongside you, in safe ways, of course. Let him pick up crumbs with a dustbuster, squirt water on countertops, and mop up spills with a sponge. Young children can rinse lettuce leaves for salad, put cheese slices on burger buns, and set the table. And they'll feel proud and capable when you let them try. You can chat while you work, which has the added advantage of building real connection. If your children are older and already past the me do it stage, consider involving them in respectful ways to find solutions to the chore problem. Get them involved in making a list of tasks that need to be done, then ask for suggestions about ways to accomplish the work. You might decide together to declare an hour on Saturday morning family work time, put on loud music, and all do chores together. You can make a chore wheel and have everyone spin for their daily task. Provide kid-size equipment so the work is easier, and be sure to take time for real training. Clean the kitchen probably doesn't mean the same thing to your child as it does to you, and no one is born knowing how to load a dishwasher. Try to avoid nagging. It only increases resistance and frustration. Instead, agree when tasks should be done and use a nonverbal signal to remind kids. You might have a child's plate turned upside down at the dinner table, a silent reminder that something needs to be taken care of before food will be served. Use your sense of humor. One parent brought a pot of spaghetti to the table and pretended to dish food onto imaginary plates, which reminded the child in charge of that particular task that he'd forgotten to set the table. Be sure to notice what your kids do well rather than focusing on what they forget. Say thank you, and I appreciate your help. Use family meetings to resolve problems and focus on finding solutions together, rather than punishing or taking away privileges. Chores are a necessary part of life together as a family, and everyone benefits when the work is done cheerfully and well. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.